I'm Anya.
And I'm Aoife.
And you're listening to You've Got Kids. And today we are going to talk about the role of grandparents in the grandchildren's lives in Ireland, maybe different cultures. How active are your parents in your kiddies' lives? Or
they love them. I was with them today earlier on, and the boys went out and they were helping Grandad in the garden, and I sat in the kitchen drinking tea with Granny, who's after drying all my clothes because I've no tumble dryer.
Oh, really?
So maybe I do depend on them. I don't have to say that. I don't really depend on my parents. Yeah, I've no tumble dryer, and we've a pretty small house. So if you put up a clothes horse, you can't really walk anywhere. So I'm relying on the weather for all my laundry, and it hasn't been that great.
Right.
So I've been kind of in and out, and waiting until they're just a little bit damp, and then I run down to my mum's.
And yeah, that's a good way.
So she threw them into the tumble dryer for me, and they were folding our laundry and having a chat. And I love my parents. My kids love my parents. They adore them. They love going to visit their house, even though they just...
There's just something lovely about going to see Nana, though, isn't it?
Do you know, they're so affectionate. Grandparents are so affectionate with their children.
Yeah.
Way more affectionate than they are with their children.
Because they're allowed to give them back.
Yeah, maybe that.
You know,
my eldest fell out of a tree there a couple of weeks ago, and she's 3 broken bones in her foot and a crushed ligament, growth ligament, and she's very sore. But anyway, it was a manic day yesterday. So my mum said, listen, I'll bring her. Now, I would never depend on my grandparents to mind the kids. I never give them jobs to do, really. Now, I would leave them with them if I was rushing off and I had to, I couldn't bring the children, and the kids love staying with them, and I'd never mean to leave the baby with her or that.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't be a child minder as such. I would never.
Yeah.
But she would have made that quite clear, you know, that she wasn't going to be a nanny. She's a grandparent. She's not a nanny. So we don't really depend on her. But like that yesterday, she was in, she had to bring my eldest to Temple Street. She was getting a second cast on her foot. And they were waiting for ages, and I felt awful. And I said, Mom, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you'd be that long. She was in a 9:30, and she didn't. Just to get the new cast and the x-ray. But she didn't get out there until after 4:00. And I felt so bad, because they're not that young, and they weren't complaining at all. And she said, not at all. She had a lovely time and lovely chat, and then we went for lunch afterwards.
Yeah.
And then my daughter obviously loves that, because she has her grandparents to herself, and she idolizes my mother.
Just a day to themselves.
She really likes my grammy, you know, my mother, her grandmother. But I said to her then, you know, she said, oh, I'll do it again for the next one.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be in the cast for a long time, because it was a pretty bad break. But she says, oh, I'll do it again for the next one. I says, no, not at all. You will not. I'm not going to let you sit that long in Temple Street again. I promise I won't. I'll do it. And she goes, no, Aoife, you will not do it. I'll do it. So we're arguing forward, and we talk about it. She goes, Aoife, I suppose your mother knows that she can either bring it, the child, and sit in Temple Street, or else she can bring all the other 6 kids here and sit in her house, and it's easier to sit with one
child. So it's really you looking for a tea break.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But I don't rely on them much. I wish I did. I love their company. I love talking to them. They're real interesting people.
Yeah.
Do you know, they have a lovely, real interesting life. And I didn't know how interesting it was, really, until one of the kids was doing, they had to do a project on somebody that... somebody important in their lives, and it had to be somebody that was alive. So they both did, you know, Myrne did hers, whatever, in Rangacuig in 5th class, and then the following year Liam was in 5th class, and he did his on my dad, and Myrne had done her on my mum. And it was when they were doing the project, I learned so much about them just in them 2 days. We drove around, took pictures of their houses that they had lived in, where they were born, and what their childhood was like. And like, I have the grandchildren definitely had no concept of this kind of life that they
lived.
Yeah, that they lived, whatever, 70 odd years ago. And I didn't even know, even though I thought I did. We used to kind of slag my mum, oh, bare feet and oh, you know, bread and jam. And, you know, but was really, she grew up in a place just beyond Killybegs in County Donegal. Beautiful, gorgeous part of the world. I think it's the most beautiful place I've ever been. It's really nice on a sunny day. But you know, the hardships and how hard she worked on a farm. You kind of think, my kids love playing on the farm, but she works really hard.
Obviously, she would have had to work, especially at, you know, anyone who owns a farm, the kids are involved from a very young age, obviously. But like, I mean, I just think that whole nostalgic feeling of, you know, I just, even now, my granny is 84 now, and I still love going to see her. Like, I just get that, you know. Now, she has Alzheimer's, but it's not late stages or anything. And it's just lovely. Now, she's a lot weaker than what she used to be. Like, but my granny would have, like, she 12 kids herself. Just about 40 of us grandkids. There's loads of us. Probably more. There's about 30 great grandkids. And any time, you know, when my nanny was seen walking down the street, if she didn't have a pram with her, people would say, "Have you not got your pram with you today, Mary?" So, because she was never without a child. From the time she had her own till the time we all came along, she was very involved with us growing up, and we would have sleepovers.
Did she live close by?
Oh, only down the road. Like, we, and you know the likes of Pancake Tuesday. If Pancake Tuesday was on an airhouse, we used to scoff the pancakes and then leg it down to me nanny's house, say, "We're going down to nanny's to get more," because she'd done the strawberry and cream. And, like, you know, everything your granny does is always better than what your ma does, you know, when you're growing up. Like, because even my own kids, when I go to my ma's for dinner, you know, they just love nana's apple tarts and everything else, you know. It's just, I think it's so important to involve grandparents in the kids' lives, whether it be a big part. Like, some grandparents mind their grandchildren when the parents go to work, or, you know, even if it's just going, you know, up of a Sunday. Because I know, I love watching the relationship that my kids have with my mum and dad, and even James's mum. They just have this lovely relationship. Like, for instance, if Seamus's mum babysits for us, if we're going out anywhere, she'll come up and she'll stay the night in the house. And one of my daughters, she would not let anybody else sleep in the bed bar. Like, she hates sleeping topsy-turvy or anything like that. Hates anybody in her room, even in the same room as her. The lights have to be out and it has to be dark. And she just has her own little routine. But for some reason, when Nana Rose, she's like, "Will you sleep in with me tonight?" She just loves sleeping beside her granny. It's the weirdest thing ever, because she hates anybody touching off her. You know, she's in bed asleep, but yet she will literally nearly have her legs on her nana's face just because she loves sleeping with her gran. And I just think that's a lovely relationship to have between, you know, grandmother and granddaughter. And the same with my own parents. My dad, he is just absolutely unreal with our kids. Just getting on the floor and playing with them, jumping around. And, you know, he'll go hiking with Leah on. I suppose it's that bit more enjoyable for them as well, because they don't have the stress of the things they had when we were growing up. Yeah. Do you know, like, putting food on. Obviously, they still have to put food on the table, but the pressure is gone.
Yeah.
They're not paying for the schools and this, that and the other, even though my brother was still in college.
The burden of not the burden, you know, the struggles that the go struggles along with rearing a family.
Yeah.
But I suppose you're very blessed as well, Anya, that you all live close by.
Well, my own nana, for instance, doesn't live close by anymore, because I don't live in Ballyfermot anymore. And my own mother-in-law lives about a 20 minutes away. And my ma now, she's about 10 minutes up the road. But it's grand. They're still nearby enough. Like, you know, my mam's quite close to me. That's the reason why I moved back to Clane, because I knew I was starting a family. I wanted to be around my ma. You know, I think all girls kind of do that, don't they? You just love it, being near your mam. Yeah. Like, there's nothing like
it. She understands.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're having a row or anything like that, you know, that's it. I'll see you later. I'm going up to my ma's.
And my ma, wouldn't she say, "Ah, poor Ray. You don't get my ma home does now. That Ray, well. You come on down here now. Don't that's, you be minding Aoife."
I know. And my ma does that as well, the devil's advocate. What were you saying? What did you do? But what I'm saying is, even just knowing that they're up the road for anything, like, we're going to be doing some renovations on our house now in a few weeks, and it's not ideal to have four kids in the house. So during the renovations, she'll take the two older ones, you know, during the week.
Yeah.
She's only hearing about it now.
Surprise!
No, she already said it. She'll take them sometimes, but she's just, they just, it's great to have them, you know, that kind of way. And, you know, no matter what, there's just that lovely bond, isn't there?
Do you know, it's more than that. It's almost chemistry. It's blood.
Yeah.
They are your blood and they are your children's blood. Yeah. And your children is their part of their bloodline. Like yeah. I think there's 30 grandchildren that my parents have, I think. I don't know about that anyway. But
A
good few, yeah. But they love seeing them all. They love seeing their grandchildren. They love seeing them going as well, I'd say, because they left their house.
Oh, yeah.
But they love seeing them come, and the kids love seeing their granny and granddad. They love seeing them. They get so excited. And I love seeing that as a mother, that my children have that love for my mother.
Yeah.
Do you know, because it's something that I hope that will mirror my mothering later on. Do you know, going to bring you, this is your grandparent, and when you have children, you'll bring them to me, and I'll put my arms out and they'll all run to me. Like if I put my arms out to some of my kids, they don't run to me, but my dad does. They all run to him. They love him, isn't it, and they talk about how big his hands are, and he does. My dad has big hands. But I remember myself when I had when I had big hands. They always say, and granddad has massive hands. But it's because I suppose he'd go, it's because his hug is so big, and you know he can hold four of them in his arm, in an embrace.
Yeah.
And he always picks up a child, always rubs his beard into their head, and he's I think it's very important for children to experience that love from a grandparent.
Yeah.
They get it all the time from their parents.
Yeah.
And it's important for them to get that from their grandparents as well. And my grandparents are very good with the kids, and you know, I'm very grateful that we still have them. Do you know that because they haven't got their grandparents on the other side of my in-laws.
There's something else that's lovely as well. Like my granddad, law rest him, the guy that I was telling you in the last episode that set up a lot of stuff in Ballyfermot, he just had the end of his years. Him and my other nana, they just had this lovely genteel about them. And now they were a bit different to my other nana. My other nana, you would have sleepovers and you'd run a book in a house. No bother. Their house was a little bit more gentle, do you know, that kind of way. But I used to love going into my nana feeling every Wednesday after school, and I'd sit down and I'd do all these, she'd take out all the old photos and she'd go through all the stories and just tell me about all the olden days. But they just had this lovely gentle nature. And after my nana died, of course my granddad was absolutely heartbroken because they were just this lovely couple. Do you ever see the film Up?
Yeah.
My granddad is the spitting image of the little old dude. And when Up came out, everybody was like, there's your granddad on you. He's the double of him. Before my granddad died, he used to come up to our house every Sunday for dinner. My auntie Terry bring him up. And we just had that time with granddad and the kids. And it's funny because he used to just sit back and he had no fear of death, ever, never. He was just the bravest man you'll ever meet. He just had no fears. So nice to absolutely everyone he met. But with the kids, you could just see he would sit back and he would watch them. And you could just see this, him just watching them. And he'd nearly tell the adults to be quiet because he was watching the kids type thing, you know. And I had Seamus in the May. And he just had this beautiful relationship with Seamus, even though Seamus was only a little newborn, from that time until the time that he died. And I have a lovely video of the two of them out in the garden. And my granddad's just yapping away to him, saying, I love you. You don't know what's going on in this world, but I love you. And it's just so lovely that he had them. They literally lit up his world.
They brought out a lovely gentle side to him.
They just, for the time that, you know, his end of days, he just got to watch this innocence in children. And if anybody said, you know, if you were giving out to the kids for doing that, he'd you know, he'd discipline you, Daniel. You know, no. Like, you know, leave them alone. Because he just had this, you know, children are the, you know, they're literally the most precious thing in the world. And at that age, he could see it. You know, I suppose when you're working as a younger person, there's probably an awful lot we miss.
I think that as well, if we are over reliant on our parents to pick up on the childcare, we miss out on that whole gentle side because we need them. It's like they have that's their function, but they have a purpose there, and it's to mind your children.
Yeah.
Whereas afterwards, when they're not minding your children, to visit your parents' house with your grandchildren in a simple, leisurely aspect is a lovely thing for you to do for your children. Well, for your parents, obviously. Yeah. I just want my children to remember my parents and remember that there was always love there. They you know, they listen, my mom and dad, I'm sure they can let a roar at the kids if they're bold or that, or they're acting up. But the kids love being around them because I was, and it's lovely then to, they ask me, do you remember when you were small? Or do you remember what did Grandy say when you did this? Or if you did this, what would Granddad do to you? And I say, oh, you wouldn't know. Granddad wouldn't let you away with that the way Daddy lets you away with that. Or do you know? And yeah. They love hearing stories about my parents from me.
Yeah, and how things were for you growing up. Yeah, yeah. I love doing that. Like, you
yeah,
know,
I'd
say to them, my mother used to shake the wooden the drawer and you'd be gone running. You just don't know how lucky you have it.
Yeah.
We all do that, don't we? But there's also that, you know, even though, like, because my granny, me going back to the other nana now, who had the gang of kids, she really loved mine and children. Like, I have to say, even now, if you go, you're a beautiful child. Or she used to say, if, you know, oh, you're like a doll in a box. You know, that was one of her sayings. If you were dressed well, like, and then if you weren't, she'd say, would you do something with that child? Do you know, she was real, a real character. Like, you'd literally be in knots laughing at my nanny. Like, she just, yeah. And she still has that. And Leah John now, some Saturdays she'll go down, because my nana has the Alzheimer's and that, you know, and she's weak on her legs and stuff like that. So she does need looking after. She needs someone with her all the time. And my mam, her day is a Saturday. So my Leah John will go down with her some Saturdays. But it's funny, isn't it? Like, Leah John treats her like a baby. My yeah. mom was telling me about, they were trying to lift her into the bed. And she said, it was the first time in ages I seen your nanny really laughing her head off. She was actually crying laughing at Leah John being a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Really believing I can lift you into this yeah. bed. Like, I'm yeah. going to do it. Like,
yeah.
But I just taught myself, I was actually proud of Leah John. Do you know that kind of yeah. like that she's, she loves, and she just say it to me, I really love Nanny Hall. I really love her. And I'd be like, I know you do.
Yeah.
Because they remember Grandad Tommy as well. Like, they don't remember my Nana Brie, but they do remember Grandad Tommy. Like, and sometimes, which is even strange, and I find it strange because Avian was only 3 when he passed away and she still talks about him. There's sometimes she'll just randomly burst into tears and say, I'm just thinking about Grandad Tommy.
Aww.
But at the same time, even though it's sad, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because
he's a part of her.
He's a huge part of her, like, yeah. you know.
Well, and later on, when my mother-in-law was in the late stages of her illness, or not even the late stages of her illness, maybe the last, she died there, you know, in this year, earlier on this year, but the last maybe 2 years, I would have seen a gentler side to her towards my children.
Right.
Now, it's a small house. She lived in a small house. We're living in that house now. It's a fairly, very small house. It's not a very small house. It's probably a standard house, but we are a crowd. You know, yeah, it's me, my husband, and we have 7 children.
Yeah.
So when we come into a house, we kind of take over a bit. So you could throw some of them out the back garden and maybe some of them will go somewhere. But there's only one room in the house for everyone to congregate. And I suppose she was never impatient with them, but she was very much on edge, like, oh, the, you know, she had all these beautiful ornaments around the house. My mom hasn't got them ornaments. Or if she does have them and they get broken and it's not the big deal. But my mother-in-law had these lovely ornaments around the house, or she was a real digi stuff. Everything was buttons and beeping and there was about 10 remote controls there. So the kids just used to pick up everything and drop stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she might get a bit, she wouldn't get cross with them. She'd get frustrated with them, I'd say. But towards the end of her days, I saw a lovely gentle side to her. A side that I never would have seen in the first 13 years of our marriage with my, you know, with growing, rearing the children. But towards the end, she was real gentle and the kids really loved her. And they used to go to the house and they'd always say, can we go to Nanny's house? Can we go to Nanny's? Because we always went to Granny's house, because Granny had a big house in Drumcondra. There was loads of rooms, there was tellies, there was probably another couple of grandkids there, and there was always activity. Yeah. My dad would be banging away on the piano and the kids would take out their fiddle or their bowron or their whistle or their flute or whatever they were playing, the pipes. And there'd be always a lovely little session. We didn't have that in my mother-in-law's house. But they always said, are we going to Nanny's now? And we'd say, oh, it's very late, we can't go to Nanny's. But now I regret not bringing them more. I should have brought them more, because they liked going to see her. And towards the end, she did like seeing them. And she'd always give them something, you know, maybe a packet of crisps or The boy, towards the end, the boys were good to her as well. They'd cut the grass. She always had a very overgrown garden. It was a beautiful garden. 10, 15 years ago, it was a gorgeous garden. But towards the end, I suppose she couldn't.
Isn't it hard?
She couldn't mind it.
That's when the hardest thing.
The boys went out, and every time they go, if it was bright out, they'd get her keys, they'd go off and they'd cut her grass, or they'd pull the weeds, or they'd move something around. I'm living there now and they'd never dream of cutting the grass or pulling the weeds or anything. But they did it for her in that house.
Because they knew she couldn't.
Yeah. But not even that. She used to say, thanks a million for that. And she might give them a euro, or she might give them something like an extra juice, or they liked doing it for her because they saw that she liked it being done. The garden fairy kept. She loved her garden. It could be up to her knees and the boys would go out and cut the grass. Oh. Do you know, little things like that, and the boys loved going out and cutting the grass. It wasn't an issue with them, but it was only towards the end she became very gentle, and I'm sorry I didn't bring them up more now.
Yeah, that, just looking back.
Yeah, I should have, and it's something I'd be more conscious of now, I suppose, with my own parents. When the kids say, can we go to Granny's, I say, yeah, come on, we're going to Scar.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that because... You know, it is the appreciation of the grandparents. Like now, my nana has Alzheimer's, and we've obviously got a couple of group chats with family saying who's doing this day, who's doing that. Now it's generally the aunties and that, you know. But you know, if she was in hospital or anything like that, if she was had a little stay, they'd say, "Okay, who's going to visit her, when?" And you know, and it's funny because I don't know whether it's just all families, but the girls now, obviously the sons, the uncles too, but I'm talking about the grandsons. They don't tend to do as much as the granddaughters. Do you know that kind of way?
The maternal.
Is it the maternal side? Because like, there'll just be killings on the chat saying, tell our grandsons to don't see you know, stuff like that. Now, there are obviously some who do, but like even, you know, I suppose all families are like that. But it is that thing, you know, where you say, when my granddad died, for instance, my brother, God love him, he was over in Australia, and my sister, and they had to watch the funeral on a little link. And it was just so sad for them. But at the same time, my granddad was the one who said, nobody's to come home for me. Like, you know, he knew he was gone. And when he was dying, he was like, I love you, I love you. And he did that right up until the end, like, until when he went to sleep. He was just so full of love. And
but even if they're not so full of love, I know it's very hard, but even when they're not so full of love,
yeah, you have to look after them.
It's important. Yeah. To keep that link open. I mean, I don't know, mate. I mean, I haven't fallen out with my parents. But if they did, I'm sure I'd say, oh, for God's sake, that's ridiculous. Are you having tea? Do you know, I brush these things. It's not that important. You only have them for such a short time. It's like your children are only children for such a short time. While they're children, bring them up to their grannies.
Make sure they make an effort.
Make sure they know their grandparents. Make sure they know who they are. And even when my grandmother, or sorry, my mother-in-law mightn't have been the most affectionate or welcoming, we still brought the kids.
Of course.
And even if she was complaining or giving out, or you'd come away from the house, you'd be exhausted, nearly listen to her, it was still important that we went to see her. And it was still important that we brought the children there to see their grandmother, because she's a part of them. They are a part of her.
Yeah, and it's a lovely
point. And it's something that, I'm sorry towards the end we didn't visit more, but it's just, I was very aware that she was old and she wasn't well, and we were bombarding her house. My husband went up and he would gone up a
you'd
good
feel
bit,
like you know, were, on you, his you'd own. You'd feel like you were in our way. Yeah,
I
but
think
you're not,
so,
though.
But it was kind of, I know I would be, because a visit in my mother's house would maybe last 5 hours. A visit in my mother-in-law's house maybe last half an hour, but that was an awful lot to do with the area of the house.
Yeah, because you didn't have room.
It was one room and there was one couch.
And especially when you have kids kind of running amok or doing whatever, you're like, oh,
they can't run.
Just go. Yeah.
And if they fight and they argue, it's right in front of her, and it might frustrate her. And she didn't want that in her old age. She already reared her family. She didn't want to be watching more kids fighting.
Yeah, it's funny.
Killing each other in the sitting room.
It's funny, we do kind of take that attitude a little bit with my nana now. Like, obviously, the grandkids and the great-grandkids do go see her, but you wouldn't be spending hours with the kids. So you might bring them in for a few minutes or an hour and then let them go home and then whoever else is staying. But I do think one thing is very important in regards to grandparents is creating memories. Because I know even my nana Phelan, she never, ever, ever forgot anyone's birthday. Never. Every year, everyone got a birthday card.
Yeah.
And she actually died writing my brother's birthday card. She had a massive hemorrhage. And you can actually see where she was writing, you know, to John, and the writing started getting a bit disorientated. Obviously, whatever was happening was already starting to happen.
Yeah.
And then she went into the hospital and she died. But we just said, what a lovely way for her to go, because she was doing what she always did, loving her grandkids and just being a lovely person.
That's, you know, interesting that kind of, you said that about your nanny as well, because my children's nanny, my mother-in-law, she may not have been very affectionate with the children and she may not have given them much time, but she always sent them a birthday card.
Birthday cards.
And they used to wait for it and they get really excited when they got a birthday card. There'd be no money in it or no scratch card, no present in it.
Yeah.
But she always gave them a card and it was always posted to them and it was all always addressed to
addressed
them.
Addressed to them.
And I've kept them, thanks be to God. I kept them all. I have, well, most of them, I'd say. I kept their cards because, just because they used to love, it was a memory that they have of their nanny as
it
well.
It is.
And even, and it's something, I, you know, because she might have turned me off visiting sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think she used to feel sorry for Ray.
Oh, yeah.
for landing himself this nut job. I remember calling in, I remember calling into the house one day and I said, oh, hiya, Mrs. Clare. No, this is like last year. I still used to call her Mrs. Clare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I said, oh, hiya, Mrs. Clare. And there was somebody else and she says, oh, this is Ray's wife. She goes, oh, so you're Aoife. I've heard all about you. And your mum started bursting out laughing and Ray's mum was there really annoyed because, like, your mum's after ratting him out.
Yeah.
I ratted her out for giving out about
I think that's a natural thing, so with some mother-in-laws and the daughter-in-laws, I have to say. Now, I get on great with my mother-in-law.
I get on very well with her now.
We do have a bit of that banter going on as well. Like, she said to me, he's suffering in silence last week. I was like, yeah. And then he said to her, listen, if you think I'm going to take your side and when I have to live with her for the rest of my life, you have another thing coming. He said, she wins all the time, ma.
I can't wait to have grandchildren.
I know, just to pick on the daughter.
I know, it's going to be great fun.
You're going to bully them.
I'm going to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to be real. We're going to be best friends. I'm going to go on the hen's night.
I can imagine you. I can imagine you. You're not doing that right.
I wouldn't even go on a hen's night now. Mm. So I suppose what we want to reiterate there is the importance of keeping that link open between grandparents
Absolutely.
And children.
So
yeah,
important.
Keep that line open.
Yeah.
It doesn't last for long.
And you know, I have to laugh because my one memory I have of my granny always as well, my other granny is, even now, she always, even though there was 30 or 40 of us, always gave someone a Christmas, you know, you get a fiver each or €2 each.
Yeah.
So they're so important and they're just lovely.
Yeah. And they're the only memories that they'll have of them. They're early memories that they'll bring into adult life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Anya.
Thank you, Aoife. That was good. Bye. We'll be right back.